This is CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Worst Guys. Wake up. Yeah. You're chilling with Malcolm Zuli and Ria Bisosasele.
The one and only, as usual.
And it's a Wednesday.
Worst Wednesday, to be specific.
Doing it in the worst way.
In the worst way.
Yeah, so if you are not listening live, please do hit us up on our Twitter streets. Or if you are listening, cooking, cleaning, doing whatever you do.
Hey, when you said cooking, I thought you were about to say cooking in the kitchen and then do some future shit like, look at this.
No, I'm just looking after the people who are not listening live, which I don't know why you're not, because we hooked live, but we also hooked in the podcast. So hey, I hope you're enjoying it. It might not be a Wednesday for you, but we still got a Worst Guys flavor because we're doing it in the worst way, baby. Today is an epic show as usual. We are doing the Artist Zone. This is something that we've started to establish as the Worst Guys, because we have our conversations between ourselves where we talk about the world and what's going on, but we also like to focus on up and coming talent, you know, that doesn't necessarily have a platform to show themselves. And this is a place where we can come and speak freely and speak openly about the future of our plans and what we're doing. And today we got a dope ass MC slash rapper, SK. What up, G? Say what up to the people.
Greetings. Thank you for having me, SK. I'm in the building, Cliff Central, with the Worst Guys.
Yeah. It's happening. You got a raspy voice, dog.
I've been working on it. It's part of the whole gimmick. No. That's a lie.
So you're smoking 20 cigarettes
a day. I have to work at it, like, constantly. Like, wake up, smoke,
hey,
you know.
Hey, when you did that, I was just like, nigga, you suck a dick. What's going on?
Goddamn. What? No, okay. No.
Yeah. If you are, there's no problem.
I'm sure there isn't for those who do it. But yeah. I think, you know, this side of life, not you.
Yeah.
Not,
so it's not semen that's blocking your throat there. It's a working thing that you do.
No. It's been like this since like six. I was 6 years old.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. Like, I think what was supposed to happen actually at like 13 is that my voice was supposed to break.
Yeah.
And it went halfway.
Yeah.
And then it stopped. So it's like, it's always on that brink of about to. So it's like,
oh, fuck. Yeah. So your balls haven't completely dropped.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Now, cool, man. It's so dope to have you in studio here today. We're going to have chats about all of the things. And also, we're going to focus a lot on the music that you've been doing and what you've been coming up with of late.
Yeah.
So just to give people a small background about this homie over here. All right, so you used to work for Investec, right?
Man, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
so,
yes.
So you were working in the finance sector. You got out. Get out. Yeah. Congratulations on that, because that's not an easy thing to do. A lot of people struggle to leave the place that they're at, which has comfort and stability, in order to pursue something that they're passionate about. So tell us a little bit about that leap. What took you from leaving Investec to jumping in this crazy artistic industry where there really isn't much stability?
Man, firstly, I wouldn't recommend it. You know, I've been broke for about a couple of years now.
Hey,
so
that's
I would not.
Bad way to start.
That's not, you know, I just, you know, but I think, you know, if you're going to take it on, you really need to have, you know, a strong belief in the passion that has you, because you're literally leaping into, I guess, no man's land, and you're hoping to stay afloat somehow with your passion. So your passion really, really, really needs to carry you there. It always sounds very, you know, like, oh yeah, follow your dream, you know, until you need to pay something for a car, you know, until you need to put fuel.
Dreams don't pay for petrol.
No, not at all. So it was really, I mean, it was a long time coming. I started music, you know, even before I got out of high school. I was busy with, you know, hip hop, but due to circumstances, I had to, you know, take what I got from high school and sort of study. So I went into economic science and I did that. I did a bit of actuarial science. I did a lot of, you know, I call it varsity dabbling. You know, I did a lot of that until
a little bit of everything.
Whilst, you know, doing the music as well. So I did one project, an EP, while I was in varsity, and you know, I distributed that on just internet wherever I could. But you know, I had to go for lectures as well, which is why varsity took forever. But,
you took the
you know, I had to see everything.
Yeah, you have to see the view.
You know, because, you know, when it comes out in the music, I need to be like, yeah, you know, I've been there. You know, I spent 10 years in Vazi. Well, not exactly 10 years, but I mean, you know, that's, I mean, you know, what's rounding off? I'm just rounding.
I'm sure you felt like my diva.
Yo, man, I was never. I was never. I never again shall it be that a student spends 10 years in varsity.
Yeah, man, I was an ambassador by that point, you know. I was the one they would ask about in varsity. But, you know, I got out of there and, you know, finally graduated. I got into banking, private banking, and still, you know, continue with the music, linking with underground artists, you know, collabs here and there. You know, and eventually I decided, man, that, you know, if I'm going to chase this, I need to get out. Mm. I need to get out at some point and put myself out there in just no man's land. And I think from there, it's sink or swim, you know. And I guess, you know, I've learned how to breathe underwater.
Sinking, but you're still alive.
Hey, okay, we spoke about that, you know, humans developing gills and breathing underwater.
That's right. That's right.
That's what you do. You're developing gills.
Precisely, yeah.
So what was the final straw? When were you like, no, fuck this, I'm out of here? what was the last thing that happened? Did your boss tell you you're taking too many smoke breaks? You know, you never know. It can be a small thing.
Yeah, right, to keep the voice raspy. you know, I think it was something like there was an offsite that was supposed to happen at work. So it's like every now and again, you know, twice a year, all the employees will go away somewhere. Mm. You know, it's supposed to be for you guys to relax and blah, blah, blah. But really, it's just to increase your commitment to the job.
Yeah.
You know, and something came up and I was like, yo, man, I don't think I can make it. I think something's happening at home, you know, some family tragedy. And there wasn't a lot of understanding. And I was like, yo, man, like, where am I living? Like, is this really? And of course, when you get disappointed by the things you do, your passion always reinforces, you know, the reasons why you're doing something. Mm. So when I was looking for the passion, you know, I mean, I love money. I mean, don't get me wrong, but the passion to be day in, day out in a corporate environment, you know, strangling my neck in a tie, it just all dawned on me right there, you know. And I guess it didn't help that I was reading a lot of, you know, Frantz Fanon's and, you know, Marcus Garvey's and all of these things that talk about just where black people are supposed to be consciously.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, man. So I can stay here or I can go somewhere else and fail somewhere else. I mean, you're already failing by being somewhere
where you don't like
exactly.
to be.
I'm already losing. So it's like, okay, cool. I can go lose somewhere else or I could potentially win. And, you know, I've started losing less.
So yeah, so you see the winning coming along.
No, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You're growing.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
So it was worth it, ultimately.
Absolutely, man, it's the best decision I ever made in my life. Yeah.
Because that's what corporates do, you know, they like to present you with carrots, you know, dangle carrots in front of your eyes just to make you feel like, oh, what I'm doing is dope.
Oh, no, man,
like,
that's, I mean,
I've experienced that as well. They fly you out to Cape Town, they put you in a nice hotel.
Yep.
From 9 to 5, though, it's all shit.
At the end of the day, you're building somebody else's dream instead of your own. That's what it boils down to as well.
That's actually what hit me as well, is that the guys who founded it, I mean, you know, a lot of organizations don't have their original founders in the building. But fortunately for us, you know, the guys that started, you know, the company was still there, you know, obviously not on the same floor. Like, we're sort of, you know,
at the bottom.
And you take an elevator and you go see them. It's like, man, these guys actually sort of conceptualized dreamt about this and now we're here sort of creating life visions off of their dream. Like, whoa, what a mind, you know. And I was like, okay, cool, so maybe we can try the dream space, you know, and perhaps it'll take longer and, you know, much longer because we're black, but, you know, it will definitely, you know, teach us something, even if it teaches us how to dream, because I've encountered a lot of people who don't even know how to dream anymore. It's like, you're very absurd if you have some sort of aspiration that's outside of the realm of thinking now.
Because it's scary, right? I think that's the biggest problem, is that people are afraid of letting go of that stability.
Yeah.
You know, so what would you say to somebody who's wondering whether they should take that leap or not? You
do
know,
it.
They just jump.
You've already got the wondering in you, I believe in intuition. My instincts speak to me. Anything I do will be based on my instincts. And I think when they are speaking to you, you know, there's always that sort of filter between your instincts and then what you're going to do, because, you know, you believe no one can see what's happening inside you.
Mm.
But your life results are the results of what's happening inside you. And if you're not following it, you know, you're only holding yourself back in your own conversation. I think another problem is that we believe we're all on this like one journey, you know, together, but everyone is on their own journey.
Mm,
and the idea that people are watching you to see what you're going to do doesn't really exist more than, you know, people are watching how well you talk to yourself, that internal conversation, you know. And when that moves out of you, the fear, like, look, there's a financial fear, and that's the big one. But I think once you've got that conversation in you, you know, I believe there's never a vision you'll have that doesn't have the end point within it, you know. And it's really you and the journey and your perseverance. So if you're thinking about it, do it immediately. Just do it.
You have to be willing to go through the struggle.
Yeah. Reading The Alchemist, I don't know if you've read The Alchemist before, by Paulo Coelho.
Of course.
Right. And there was somewhere where he was talking about beginner's luck, and beginner's luck meaning that, like, you're on the right path. What was that moment for you, like, when you broke free from Investec and then you hit this whole journey that you're on, then you were like, shit, okay, it's happening, it's actually happening.
Yeah, oh man, that's so incredible. Yeah, thank you for asking that. I was having a meeting with, you know, dudes that were supposed to manage me, because of course, you know, you go through a whole lot of people like, oh yeah, we're gonna manage you, but not really. You know, you're not really moving quick enough, you know.
The
shows you're doing have, like, you know, 10 people attending, so it's not really working out. But the moment I was at a meeting with these guys and blah, 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 Casper walks in. I'm like, oh, Casper, you know. Shit. I'm like, yo, Casper. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, okay, dope. Yeah. Like, I'm like, yo, man, you need to record. This is Casper. So the dudes are still sitting there like, yo, man, like, do you know the dude? I'm like, yo, it doesn't matter if I know the dude. That's him. And that's where we're trying to be. So I'm there. I'm just free the mind. Demons that live inside, they were trying to crucify. I put him on a leash and they kept guarding the beach up in the Chateau d'If while learning the roots of fire. I was there like, I just started spitting. Casper's like, he's just looking at me. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, shit, this is it. I'm definitely getting a deal after this. Someone's going to call me as soon as I'm done rapping to Casper and I'm going to get a deal. But that didn't happen, of course. It didn't happen at all.
But there was a
reason. But that moment, so I believe everything in your life happens for a reason.
That was the beginner's
luck
moment.
And that was like, yeah, I've never bumped into this dude ever. And right now, he's doing big things. I don't care who thinks what about his music. It takes a while. I know, because I'm in that space right now in the underground. It takes a while to get where he is and to maintain being where he is. Regardless of what you feel about what he's doing, progress is progress. And you can't argue with results. Yeah. So I was like, man, that's a dude in the space. That means I'm connected to the energy in one way or another. So I was like, okay, cool. And that was it for me. And then from there, it carried me for a couple of months, you know, through not having lights. I switched off my lights. You know, switch off my water. Then they kicked me out of my place. I was like, man, it can't get any worse. Like, you get kicked out of a place with no lights and water. I'm like, yo, like, is that, like,
did I make a mistake?
It's like, man, but I met Casper though. So, you know, so I mean, that
I know a place to sleep, meeting Casper.
Yeah. I think I'll in this second telling me, oh, I just cleared a $500 million deal.
Exactly. It's just like, yo, bro. Like, I'll meet, like, white guys from work. It's like, yo, who I used to work with. Yo, bro, how's the music going? Like, how's it? Of course, they know how it's
rough,
going.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
If it was going well, you wouldn't ask.
Because
I'd be all over
like,
your
yo,
face.
I've heard your, you know. Yeah. It's like, yeah, bro, how's the music going? Yeah, I just got promoted. Yeah. You know, I just put it down in the house. I'm like, yo, oh, dope. Yeah. Cool. How? Dope. Yeah. Delete number. You know, I don't want to speak to those guys no more. Just reminding me of everything I should, you know.
Yeah, you've got to leave it behind. It's not your life anymore. Now you're looking forward to the horizon, to being the Casper that some young SK wants to rap to.
Yeah.
All right. So on that note, let's talk a little bit about the music, right?
Yeah.
So I see you've got an interesting genre, right? I've listened to some of your music. I really do love JHB Dreamer.
Power.
That is so dope. And you say you've coined a new term, Neo Zulu.
Oh man, yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about this genre of music that you call Neo Zulu? Because I see you mix a little bit of hip hop and soul.
Yeah.
So what is the idea behind that concept?
Man, it's honestly trying to not be defined by a genre, but realizing that people identify with titles. You know, if I'm just like, no genre, it's like, you know.
How do we search for this guy? Is he? No genre.
Exactly. So it's just like, you know, I'm Zulu by culture, and that's the longest thing I've been in my life, I guess, you know, from the time I was born. So, you know, realizing that every culture has to evolve somehow. Every culture has to become something else. You know, we, especially my Zulu folk, you know, we're guilty of this. We believe like things need to be what they were in 1800 before, you know, these dudes came, one of them. You know, like, we believe things need to be that. So I believe in just the evolution of everything. Evolution is why we're here. So how does the Zulu culture evolve to become a participant in music, in popular music, urban music, currently today, while still upholding, you know, the values that we believe we were given, you know, from the time we were born. So, you know, just playing with that idea and allowing it to lead me into my next phase of music is where it came from, you know. So, you know, I've got a song called AmaZulu. You know, people like, you know, Amanda Black are dope because, you know, that's constantly showing that we're evolving. Nothing can stay the same.
Yeah.
And if we're on the frontier, as artists, I believe, artists are on the frontier. I think it's Oscar Wilde said, you know, life imitates art and, you know, art seldom imitates life. So as artists, we literally are painting, you know, the sketches of what life should be and will be in the future, whether we like it or not, you know, whether we OD or not, like, it's like, that's what it is.
I think that's because
where it came from.
Yeah. I think that's because we see ahead of everybody else.
Yeah.
Because if you are unbound by anything,
there we go,
you can see beyond the scope of what ordinary people can see. You can kind of peek over the horizon and be like, hey guys, this freedom over there.
Right.
I think we should all go and chase this damn thing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And it's limitless, you know.
Exactly.
Just the sight. It's like, okay, so you remove the resistance of not being in your passion. Cool. Then you're closer. Then you remove the resistance of just judgment, judging yourself, because that's where it starts. And then, so then you step closer. You know, a friend of mine, he goes to AFDA. He wrote a script for a biopic for Quiet Time 2, which is a project that I did last year. So we're going to release that hopefully by end of November. Just a visual for Quiet Time 2. It's about 10-11 minutes long. And he was like, yo man, you know, you get to a point where even your body, you sort of leap past it, and just your spirit is moving, you know. You're just moving into forever, you know, whatever you want to call it. And I think right now we need that incredibly, especially in this space, especially in our history, of, because we're all living the outcomes of our history, what it allowed us. That's how we're here, whether we like it or not. So how do we create sort of this history for the people in the front, you know, who
we've got to get to a point where in the future we're like, do you remember how stupid people were?
Yo,
you know, driving cars,
but now,
doing jobs they hate. Can you believe that people used to live like that?
Can you believe? Can you believe that people used to live with a certain race telling them that they're not allowed to do stuff?
Yeah.
And like moving around and
getting whipped.
And getting whipped and stuff.
Can you believe?
But that is family history. We literally, in terms of DNA, we've got that in the DNA of our family history. It exists. That was a life people lived. So in the same way that trajectory can change, we can literally transform everything about what we see as limits now, and then redefine what life is supposed to be for us. So that's what the music is trying to do, and breaking away from genres aims to do that exactly.
All right. I love what you say, man, because that's completely true. We're going to see the future first. That's what you need to understand about the arts. We're going to see the future first. Y'all will catch up.
But wake up.
Exactly, hijack. All right, so I want to play a track, but I want you to tell me, which one do you want me to play? Because we're showcasing your talent today. It's all about you.
Oh, man.
Paid 26 degrees.
Okay, so we can start with 26 degrees.
All right.
And 26 degrees from a project that I did last year, which is Quiet Time 2. You know, the great thing about being an up and coming artist is that you can constantly, like, just say, yeah, man, you know, yeah, how long ago did you do this? Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's dope now, right?
Yeah.
Because you're listening to
beauty, but it's still relevant.
Yes.
It lives forever.
That's the thing. So that's what I did. And basically, it just speaks about, you know, the frontier I was at that point. You know, 26 degrees, the title comes from the coordinates, latitude coordinates of Johannesburg, is on the 26th degree, you know. And I like using that as almost a global marker of where I am. Like, here is 26 degree. If I'm in Italy making, you know, a song, it's 47 degrees. You know, if I'm in Dubai or Ghana, it's 7 degrees. Using that sort of way to mark the space I'm in and to push it out of bounds, to say, you know, wherever I am, the sound still comes through. And it was just me describing where I was. So I mean, you know, the key, the hook, it goes, PW is turning in his grave. And really, I mean, you know, that's where I was. That's really where I was. I was like, man, there was a guy that existed that thought we should all be slaves, and our parents should be slaves, and that is the only outcome you have. And right now, seeing what we're doing, I mean, we're on Cliff Central. Come on now.
Come on, boy.
Come on now. We're on Cliff Central.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I feel like do you know what I'm seeing from this, like, 26 degrees and I'm at 47 degrees?
Yeah.
It's like, like that Drake, you know, 5 a.m. in Toronto. And wherever
he is. Yeah. Use from the six.
Precisely. Precisely. You know, using, and he uses the 12-hour clock.
Exactly.
12-hour clock
the time
just,
and the place reference.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. You know. Right.
Let's hear about the 26 degrees. Let's hear about this homie was at SKO in the building at cliffcentral.com.
And you're a believer, started me by economy. We believe whiteness is quality.
The darker he gets, the bolder I go. It won't break me down. The bolder I go, the harder he gets. It won't break me down. The darker it gets, the bolder I get. It won't break me down. The darker it gets, the bolder I go. It won't break me down.
That's 26 degrees by the main man SK. What a dope track, man. That takes me back to some like old school hip hop.
It was more than 26 degrees in the studio.
Yeah, it was
power. Fireplace.
That's like some I picture Joey Badass kind of beat. That tempo, you know.
Power,
I like that boom bap.
That's right.
Yeah, man, we're talking to SK in the Cliff Central studio. If you want to hit us up on Twitter, please do at @_worstguys. And you can also hit Cliff Central up at cliffcentral.com. Tell us what you think about the music, man. We're talking to SK. We talk about liberating our people because they don't want us to win.
They don't want us to win.
But you know, when you've got the talent, it's hard to stop you, right? It's very, very hard to stop somebody who's unstoppable. And that's what we've got right here in studio. We're always fixing with quality, if you know what I'm saying. But anyway, you know, it's the worst, guys. We're always interested in stories that are happening across our country and our world. So we're going to tell you a little bit about what's been going on in the screws and give you the worst guy's opinion, you know? You know what it's
like. Ultra, main ass, Playboy in trouble again. Playboy Sunny, at it again. Read about it. Extra, place grab young Fallon. Extra, extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Sunny. Extra, extra.
But Playboys and Penny are always doing these things.
The most nice things. All right, so the first story to come out that has caught my attention over the week is about South Africa no longer being in a recession.
Woo!
Shout out, SA. Yeah, man, I think there are a lot of factors that play in Bell Pottinger, the Zuptas, actually being caught out and called out for all of their shit. But, I mean, how do we feel about this, guys? South Africa being out of recession. Do you think it changes anything?
No.
Man.
No.
So people on Twitter are being like, yeah, okay, so we're out of the recession. So now, bank balance, yum.
Yeah. That girl is still paying back the 14 million. You know what I'm saying? Out of the recession.
I wanted to go back to school when I was like, yo, I'm sure I still have a Nesfos loan that I...
No, for that kind of money, I could be a Ben 10 now. Let's go.
We'll get to that. But let's just talk about this South African recession, right? Because we've been in a recession, well, it feels like. I know this one came up recently this year, but I think in terms of our economy in general, I do see the potential for growth.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense that we are coming out of a recession because we've been down under for too long, man. We need to start fighting out here.
And you can't keep a good thing down too long.
Exactly, Jack. So I do believe in the potential for South Africa to get out of the recession and eventually prosper. Not even just not be in a recession. We can flourish. We can own. We can dictate in the future.
Yes.
So yeah, that's what's happening. We are out of the recession, but I don't know what that means for you. Maybe look up in the newspaper today. Maybe there's jobs all of a sudden.
Man, it's opportunity.
Unemployment hustle is real. Yeah.
It's opportunity as well, because I mean, you know, there are a lot of you know, startup entrepreneurs trying to, you know, get things done. And the moment we move out of that, you know, recession space, you know, a lot more people are willing to, you know, just maybe fund a little bit more, you know, willing to invest, take a little bit more risks. And I mean, you know, this, we need those kinds of people right now. So the moment we move out of there, it's like, yo, man, whatever you're working on, just go full fledged, full blast.
Because it helps all of us, because people are willing to go out more.
Yeah.
People are able to spend more.
Exactly.
And so art is something that is worth investing in South Africa, especially as the quality is growing.
Yeah.
People will be more willing to come out. Even in winter, people will be out there.
It's a very exciting space right now, man. Yeah. Like it's, I mean, there's a lot of freedom and there's a lot of different just styles emerging at one time. Mm. And the moment you get into a, call it fiscally, just a expansive space, you know, people are willing to just, hey, yeah, I like that artist, SK. Yeah, I'll just, you know,
I'll just go check him out.
I'll just, you know, I'll just deposit some into his next video or something like this. Yeah. Hint, hint, investors sitting there.
Because they can.
Nike. Yeah.
He's shouting out Nike right now. That's a big call.
Hey, I foresee this guy having the same mental issues as Kanye. You see what I'm saying? If you're already starting now.
Yeah, you'll be able for
else you jump. Nike! Bill Gates! Right? Steve Jobs! Yeah. What are you?
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Chila.
Alright, no, I see you though. There's opportunity. And yeah, we're glad South Africa's out of the recession.
Yeah.
Next story is about Bell Pottinger. I'm sure you guys have heard about Bell Pottinger by now. They are a PR company hired by the Guptas. And they've been causing havoc. So the opposition party, the leading opposition party, the DA, had complained to the Public Relations and Communications Association that Bell Pottinger's campaign is trying to divide and conquer the nation through the Guptas and Zuma.
Man.
So they're the ones who came up with the title of White Monopoly Capital.
Oh man, so they made it up?
Yeah, they made it up. They saw that there was a gap. They knew that, okay, a lot of the finances or the wealth in the country is with the minority.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And this wasn't really the title given. You know, when as soon as you label something, that's when it really takes force in society.
Yes.
You know? So they labeled White Monopoly Capital, and now we've got this thing that everybody's upset about.
Yeah.
So they really managed to get into people's heads. You know, these guys, they manufacture many PR campaigns. Apparently they were behind the Penny Sparrows smear as well.
What?
Yeah. So they formulate stories that people will buy into because of the structure of our country. You know, they know what will trigger us. And trigger us it did. 2016, we were close to civil war in 2016. Let me tell you guys now. We barely escaped with our lives in 2016. So yeah, Bell Pottinger's, they're in the dust. They're looking to sell the company now because they are in disrepute.
But I mean, do you think, I always try to look at, you know, the duality and things. So the one is, you know, this is made up and they're doing this to try and get a rise out of South Africans. You know, the other side is, yo man, I mean, you know, I mean, how long have you know, has the wealth been in the hands
minority.
Of the minority?
I mean,
we don't even need social media to know that.
You
just need to go out into the road and sort of just stand on one. If you're on Sloan or Bryanston Drive, just stand there.
Yeah.
Just observe.
Yeah, just,
you know,
just stand on in Sandton and
just
then
that,
look,
yeah,
just look over
just
the
stand,
horizon. You'd be like,
just stand
shit.
There and be like, oh man, these guys are probably all visiting. They probably all live close to Deep Sluit. No.
There's a whole city on the other side of Sandton.
An entire city.
Yeah. And it's completely different.
Exactly. Yeah. So for me, I feel like, you know, and I mean, there was like a global trend where a lot of things were being exposed in different countries, but just about the mismanagement of just the wealth and the equity in the different countries. So a lot of exposés were done, and I thought it was a good thing for South Africa to just have that in just the media space.
Let's expose the rotten.
Let's just talk about it.
Yeah.
Maybe there is no rotten. Maybe we prefer the wealth in the hands of the minority.
Can I just I know you mentioned Sloan. Remember when we had T-Bones in the studio? That guy is also very, very wise, and he told me like there's meanings for everything in life. As we all know, right? Now, Sloane Street, where's that? That's in Bryanston. Yeah. What you got there? A lot of corporates, you know. Not too many niggas there. No. But, like, when you actually see the definition of Sloane, Sloane is a fashionable, upper-class young woman, especially one living in London.
Come on.
Yeah. Ain't no Sloane Street in Alex.
No, bitch.
Ain't no Sloane Street
in Chris Hani, but Nelson Mandela, the people that went to jail and died. That's all we got. That's all we got.
If we also like just look deeper into it and see why is it like that, you know what I'm saying? maybe I must also name my daughter. Hey, slow.
Yeah,
hey,
yo, slow. What up?
Yeah. What's happening?
And maybe she'll be smoking thin cigarettes, drinking wine in Paris. You know, that's how it works. Or in London, rather.
So I felt like it was good for it to just be in the public and just see if, because I mean, people, I mean, look, it was in the public. It did get public attention, but there was still, there was a lot of, you know.
So in terms of the duality, you think they have nailed the head on the nail when it comes to
the truth of the matter,
the white monopoly capital, although it's a phrase they might have created, we know it exists.
Yeah.
Although Penny Sparrow may or may not be real, we know somebody like Penny Sparrow exists, and these kind of things are what they tapped into. Obviously, truth is important when it comes to media outlets, and that's why they got kicked out of this organization, because they're not representing the truth, or their motives are based in the Guptas, or the Zuptas rather, and that is why they get kicked out.
My question is, how were they exposed? To be giving fraudulent information or not accurate how were they exposed? Which
it was the
media?
Public. It's the Public Relations and Communications Association. There's an association that these people are part of, that and they regulate, you know, what is put out and whether it's valid, whether it's honest, whether it's legitimate. And they've eventually gotten to a point where they research them and like, okay, you guys have been talking bullshit, y'all are out.
Yo man, I see Daily Sun headlines every day. Ain't nobody exposing. I don't know, maybe there is an expose on like Daily Sun going on, like, but I feel like, you know, why do we get to exposes when it's about the dudes trying to make a lot of money? And it feels like it's like this sort of, you know, territory thing where, look, you can chill, but as soon as you start trying to make money like us, we're gonna call you out. But so long as you're reading, you know, Dogoloshi gives birth to fine, that's cool, we don't need to verify that, because our people need to read that on a daily basis and be entertained by lies.
Keep them dumb.
You know, so it's just like, yo, look, I mean, I'm not a big Zupta, whatever it is, the acronym now. I'm not a big fan of that, but I'm a fan of just disruption, you know. There's this huge term, especially in tech, you know, just disrupt, you know, you, and that's how change comes about. You know, people are disrupted in their normal cycles, like, yo man, okay, maybe there is something to this, you know. And in your personal time, you just, you know, you go look up the JSC. How many companies are black owned in the JSC? Oh, okay, not many. Okay, cool. How much percentage do they own? Because that's about a couple trillion, you know, in sitting.
Yeah.
That's South African. Yeah. South Africa. So the moment these kind of things come out, it raises different questions, which sparks different conversation. And conversation is how revolutions start, you know.
For sure.
So, I mean, maybe we won't be alive, but hopefully we will be. But, I mean, I feel like it's good to have that kind of thing. You know, whether they're right or wrong, I don't know. I was watching an interview with, is it Dudzani Zuma, I think, you know. And I was like, yo, man, that is one tough dude. He's sitting there like, they asked me a question. They're like, sir, I'm going to ask you this straight. Are you corrupt? Oh, shit. And he just looked. He's like, no, I am not corrupt. He's like, man, I wish to have that kind of just a resolve. I think even if I'm not corrupt, somebody asked me that question like in my face on BBC television. He's like, yo, I don't know. Maybe I did something. Maybe.
What did you think I was?
You know?
Like, I'm fucking corrupt. Oh, yo, you want to arrest me? Call the cops. I'm right here for you.
But
right
it's bringing up those kind of conversations, which I, in the art space, man, like, you know, contention is always good for us. It's like,
yeah. You brought up a really interesting point there for me, is that, you know, conversation is how revolution takes place, and that's why I don't detest Bell Pottinger, because they have brought us to a space of great debate in this country. We have been finally talking about race,
right,
and properly and uncomfortably.
And
this is the first time it happened because of instances like this. Last year was crazy, guys. 2016, let's not forget the anger, let's not forget the dialogue about race. It was intense. So now we've gotten to a place where we're talking about it, and from talking about it, you start to feel like, okay, these are the problems. Now we've been angry, we've vented, we've thrown our toes out the cart, we've burnt shit. What do we do now? And I think we're at that place in society now, as we sit around this table. We were like, okay, we understand Gucci, Kony, white monopoly capital. We understand they are racist. Okay, but now, how do we come back?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, how do we move forward? Which is the conversation we're having today. And my answer to that is to do what you love. That is the only way we can move forward.
Power to that.
And if you do what you love and you do it well,
You'll
find yourself rising above white monopoly capital and above all of the shit. It won't even matter to you anymore, because you doing you the best you possibly can in this time and space that we've been allowed. Because you talk about history and where it's put us. You are put in this position in history. And now you've kind of got to navigate, okay, where are we going in the future? What do I want for the people who are coming after me?
How are you
going
to change history?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So now we are moving forward in the conversation. And I think in order to do that, people need to be more in tune with their intuition. Yeah. People need to be more in tune with what they love. And that way, you can actually realize the change that we've been looking
actually,
for.
Actually, one of the ways, one of the, I guess... best ways I've heard it described is a guy, Ashish Thacker, you know, he's big in tech, you know, in the African continent and just abroad. And, you know, he said to us, whatever you do, do good and do well, you know, and just those two, whatever it is that you're going to do, you know, do good in it, but do well in it. And I think when you're orchestrated or almost motivated and directed by that, no matter what you're doing, you know, if you're going to do good, you want to do something you love, regardless of where you are, no matter what it is. And the whole idea is, if you really do what you love, it's supposed to get you to that space of fulfillment for you. You know,
you're gonna want to be really good, because it's the only thing you care about, essentially. Why wouldn't you want to be great at that one thing that you care about? I know. Truth to power, shoot to power, SK. So we're going to play another track of yours, right? It's called Paid. Tell us a little bit about Paid. It sounds like this sounds like a turn up. Turn up is about to happen.
It's for boot now.
There's a story.
So first it's, you know, he's turning in his grave. And then, you know, after he's turned a couple of times and we're done with that. And I was like, yo, man, we actually need to get paid because we need to pay rent, or, you know, we need to get out of paying rent and pay for things that we own, you know. So regardless, I think, and you know, when we made the song, was very much, look, there's no one who doesn't relate to this right now, you know. Whether you think we're, I guess, dominated or controlled by money or not, everyone is trying to get paid in one way or another.
Yeah,
you know, like your next, anyone, you know, either listening or here, your next three decisions are about getting paid or paying someone.
Yeah,
just that's just like
your next three decisions.
Your next, like, something. You
yeah,
know?
I see.
Whether
I
it's
see.
Just fuel, you need to pay for that.
Where
you
am
know?
I going after this? Where how am I going to get there?
How am I going to get there?
Yeah,
I need to pay someone.
I see.
You
I
know,
see.
So it was very much just, man, you know, just anguish, like, yo, man, we need to get paid. And I need to say this enough times until it actually happens, you know? Yeah. So that's really just, you know, the track is really that. It really is a turn up, you know, because at least we must make it fun trying to get paid.
Oh, yeah. You know? This one's about bumping the cheese up. It's called Paid
Power.
By SK. What a turn up!
That's right. It's number one.
Baby.
Woo!
That's it. Woo! We're trying to get paid.
Yo,
paid.
What? Oh, that was so blazing, man. That was so blazing. Literally, that's when you know it's the truth.
Right?
Yeah, yes. We're out here. We're out here in the studio sweating, boy.
You know, trying to get I thought paid. About all of the times, you know, when you're in the taxi, they're about to take out your money, in the hole, in that taxi. And you're like, fuck.
I need to get paid, man.
I need to get paid, man.
No, this is so dope, man. We've actually got some love being showed to you by Theodora Tambo.
Oh, power.
We got a tweet saying, loving the worst guy's interview with SK. KSA, I'd have babies for sure. With a voice like that, call me.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I didn't know that this was
Hey, my baby girl, listen to this.
Yeah, you behave or else you die.
I know, but she's mentioned you, so you can hold back. Slide into them DMs.
That's I'm coming in them DMs, baby number one.
Coming or
what?
Are you taken for the ladies out there? Are you taken? What's happening in your love life?
Oh man,
you don't want to expose it.
I am definitely taken.
Oh, you know, sorry, Theodora, he's taken. Unfortunately.
But wait, do you practice polygamy?
I mean, if it's between, you know, my girl and, you know, and no, it's no, 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 no. I said that now.
I don't believe you.
Theodora, I don't practice polygamy. You see, it's she heard
that. Why is he stuttering?
I do not.
No, I was just
tell him the truth. No, he's a good boy. He's a good boy. But that was a good question. You caught him. You caught him off guard. Offside. Like shit.
Yeah, I know these screw boys.
Like, I know them. He's like, I'm a real hip hop head. I'm telling these guys, I fuck these bitches. But also, no.
Yeah, no. Like, you know.
Alright, no polygamy. Yo, that was paid by the boy SK. Man, we having such a turn up in the studio. Thanks for showing us love and hitting us up at the worst, guys. Theodora, we are about to
wrap up the show.
This show just went by so quickly, man. So damn quickly. But what we like to do is, like, we like to give some people our advice. You know?
Yeah.
And you know, the thing about this advice is, you know, when somebody comes to you and they have a problem and you give them advice based on your understanding and knowledge, but you always finish with, hey, but I don't know, man. You know, you got to finish, yes, this is what I'm telling you, but hey,
but I don't know.
I don't know. So you can't come back to me with any repercussions that happened because I told you. This is just my perspective. Yeah. So this is something similar here on The Worst, guys. We give the worst advice and we tell people what to do in their lives. If they have questions, they go for it, eh? All right, who do we have today?
So my girlfriend just dumped me. And my boyfriend's not talking to me. What's a sister to do when both her partners are tripping?
That was shots.
Wait, play that again.
So my girlfriend just dumped me. And my boyfriend's not talking to me. What's a sister to do when both her partners are tripping?
There's no other way.
Hey, bro.
Cause you also fucking yourself. Jeez.
No, but so essentially, she's got two people, and they both tripping because they both know about the other.
Let's just not forget, go over the point where this is a female. This is like a Nicki Minaj. She bad.
She bad.
Right.
Yeah. Forget Nicki Minaj. We're on Cardi B now.
You know where I'm at. You know where I'm be. You know where.
I don't dance, I make money moves. Yo, that's such a bar though. I don't dance though. Alright, so this chick, just leave it alone. That's my advice. I just say, forget the both of them, go get a different two.
Exactly.
Because once they both know, it's over. Any advice for her, SK?
I don't know. I think call them both in, you know, and sort of just have a team meeting. Be like, guys, team talk, quick
this,
one,
this
you know.
This is the situation.
This is the situation. You know, let's talk it out. Like, we need to find a solution. We're going to get ourselves out of this, all of us.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're all here for something. So let's just talk about it, you know. Maybe first, you know, let's just talk, you know, who stopped responding first? Because maybe they don't know. And then, you know, we can just work around that. But everyone just come together. Disclosure is the best.
The more the merrier is what I say.
You know.
But I don't know.
But I don't know, though.
I don't know, though.
But I don't know, though. Yeah, I don't know, though.
I don't, man. So we're about to wrap up the show. It's been such a pleasure and a treat chatting to the homie SK. Where can we catch you, man? Where can people hit you up? Plug yourself. Let the people know where to catch you.
Man, Twitter, S_K_SA. I'm all over Twitter there.
Yeah.
Facebook, it's Skhona SA. So that's SKHONASA. And you'll find me there. Please check it out. Check out the music. We got new projects coming out.
Yeah.
Quiet Time 3 is coming out this year. You know, Joe Trapper, which is where Paid is from. Paid is a single from a project called Joe Trapper. You know, just speaks about the trap of Joburg, if that's not obvious enough. You know, so we're releasing both of those this year and we're trying to just push them as far as possible. Please support. Please get the music. Download. Shout out. You know, we're moving. We're here.
And if you've been listening, you know this guy's fucking dope, right? We were turning. I'm still sweating.
Power.
Javi to Paid.
I'm just trying to think in my next three decisions, how am I going to get paid?
That's all it is. Yo, man. So it's been absolutely dope, man. But what we're going to do is what we do every Wednesday. We wrap up with the Worst Guys Cypher. We just like to get together, do some beats, do some freestyles, do some rapping. Join. No, it's a real cypher, you know?
Yeah.
I think this is what most people, they don't understand about the show, or they get afraid when they come because it's like we're putting you under pressure. Nah, B. Let's rap, dog. Let's make music. Let's be artists. Are we not creators?
Yeah.
We are creators, so let's create some dope shit. Here we go with a Worst Guy Cypher, man.
We're going to pass it around. I knew you were going to do this. In my head, I'm like, I know he's going to do this. We're going to pass it around, right?
Wait, let's see if we can make a song.
A song?
Yeah. Let's make a song. I want to make a track.
Ho.
Woo.
Hey.
Chilling in the stew with the worst guys.
Chilling in the stew with the
worst.
Chilling in the stew with the worst guys.
Chilling in the stew with the worst.
Chilling in the stew with the worst guys.
Chilling in the stew with the worst.
I've been thinking trying to get paid. All the giving, all my head pain. Now I'm sitting here with worst guys. Thinking, man, I need to save time. Chilling with the worst guys. Remind me when I almost had my first time. The girl who told me you need to. Moving on, you. Hey. Chilling with the worst guys. Chilling with the worst guys. Chilling with the worst guys. Chilling with the worst guys.
Telling about his first time. He was talking about this first time. I was so sublime, yo. I didn't know what to do. So I kicked off one shoe and the next followed through. Then I slowly started to tickle her. Then I started to massacre her and everything else occurred. Hey, don't forget to put the lubrication and the lubrication. Don't forget the latex. Hey, latex is safe sex. Everybody knows that because you don't want a baby next. Hey, I was only in grade 10. What did I know about taking care of a baby back then? Hey,
chilling with the worst guys.
What?
Chilling with the worst.
What?
Chilling with the worst guys.
Worst. Chilling with the worst.
What?
Chilling with the worst guys. I'ma put the work in because
worst.
You don't get anything until you put that work in. So
worst.
Take it back to the day when you in your room writing on the pen and paper because you know you're about to boom. You are a superstar in your head. I mean, you can't even be a superstar in the bed, but it's okay. Write with a pencil, choke that lead because you've gotta make some rhymes, man. You gotta make these people some bread because your people are waiting for you out there. And I know you think about it, I know you really care because the world is going to a place where we all love each other because these other motherfuckers trying to erupt us. I don't want to be like these corporate fools, these corporate dudes.
Nope.
Who want to
nope.
take my shit
nope.
from you and
nope.
me. And what we see is something different. You see, we got the vision, so come and play with me because
hey. Chilling with the worst guys. Chilling with the worst guys. Chilling with the worst guys. Chilling with the worst.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. We are out. Chilling with the worst guys. Never forget.
Come on.
Yeah.
Chilling with the worst
guys. Worst. Yeah, we want us work now. Chilling with.
This is CliffCentral.com.